Okay, so again, since yesterday was a bit of a mess, for many reasons. So we noted the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to imply that Chukos Akum is prohibited even when it makes sense, by virtue of the fact the Gemara says it makes sense to give the less gory type of death penalty, but Rehu doesn't want to do it because the non-Jews do it, and in the Chachamim who say we give the less gory death penalty, meaning with the sword and not with the hatchet, say that that's only because it's written in the Torah. And the Gemara in Abu Dazar, on the other hand, says that you are allowed to burn the stuff that belongs to the king simply because it's chashivas, it's not a chok. Okay. So we saw that the Ran, according to the Ran, and we'll come back to this in a minute, according to the Ran, the reason that it is, the rule is, he seems to take the Gemara in Avodah Zarah as controlling, or this is the Gemara, the Ran in Avodah Zarah, and says that Chukos Akum is only usur when what you are doing doesn't make sense. Right? And again, we suggested the reason that is because
chok in itself didn't mean the what else.
So there's a linguistic point, and then there's a conceptual point, right? The conceptual point is that, right, it could be the problem of chukosam lo selech was only mimicry, right? Mimicry, l'shem mimicry. And if something makes sense, the reason you're doing it is not because it makes sense. And again, the midrashim do point in this direction.
Or whatever, the
or meaningless,
or
correct.
Also, didn't you say Tosva was wrong when you were before we started this?
I didn't say Tosva was wrong. I said we interpreted
Tosva wrong.
So we're going to do that in a second, right?
Like a side of the chart.
Now the Maharik starts explaining how the Ran and Udimei get to that point. What does he say, Nachum? And how does he get to the notion that Chukos Akum might only be with something that doesn't make sense? You learned it with Shimon. Because, right, linguistically, how do you get the notion that Chukos Akum might only be something that doesn't make sense? So the Maharik starts going in the direction, noting that chok, in terms of like mitzvot, when we talk about chukim, right, according to Rashi, that means something which makes no sense. Right? And therefore, if you apply it here as well, right, that may lead to that logic. Okay, but Tosa, as we started yesterday, notes there's two types of Chukos Akum. Now, that was correct. There are two types of Chukos Akum. There is the one which is more stringent, which are things which are mamish Avodah Zarah. Right? And then there are the things which are less stringent, which are not mamish Avodah Zarah, but they're just L'shem Das V'Hevel. However, this is how Tosfos then applies that. Okay, this was slightly differently than what we said yesterday. Okay, he says, how does this work? He says, if something is a chok that is mamish l'shem Avodah Zarah, then it's aser, even if it makes sense. And again, this is where I would, you know, you could have gone differently, but he doesn't. Even if it's written in the Torah, right? Even if it's Ksiva Ba'araisa, right? Because remember, what's his proof? The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about, right? The position of right Sarfan Amalachim, and he says, you see that the Gemara says even if it's the Rehuda,
he says that even if it's in the Torah,
what?
He says that even if it's in the Torah, sometimes you shouldn't do it.
Correct. I mean, that seems to be Rehuda's argument, right? Meaning, it's the way he reads it, you didn't have to read it this way, right? You could have, but the way he understands it is if something is l'shem of what is called chavim, it would have been aser. He said that's why when the Gemara retorts and says, no, it's not really l'shem of what is called chavim, right? What the Gemara is saying is that the machloka, everyone agrees, according to Tosfos, that it is mamish Avodah Zarah, so then it's intrinsically problematic, and even if it's Ktiva Ba'araisa, it's Aser. The machlokas is the thing which is Hevel and Shtos. If it's Hevel and Shtos, or Yehuda thinks it's always Aser, and the Chachamim say it's Mutter if it's Ktiva Ba'araisa. Right? That's Tosfos' position. Now, again, what's his argument? What's his logic? The logic is that anything that's l'shem Avodah Zarah is aser objectively. Now, you could have said, this is what I said yesterday, you could have said that if it's ksiva barayis, it would be mutter anyways. Right? But Tosfos doesn't want to say that. Why does Tosfos not want to say that? Because he has this notion from Chazal that the reason that we aser matzevot, right, single-stoned altars, even though the Avos did it, was because the Avodah Zarah took it on, which means that even something that was mamish good,
right,
becomes usher if it's l'shem avodah zara, because then it's important to distance ourselves from them. But if it's hevel or shtus, so then, as long as we have a good reason, according to Chachamim, or according to, as presented in avodah zara, or maybe if it's k'siv b'raisa, which is what it says in Sanhedrin, so then it will be mutter. Okay. The Ran in Sanhedrin takes a slightly different perspective here. And if you look in page 2, I would like you to be looking inside.
I don't have it, remember.
Honestly, people. So the Ran in Sanhedrin takes a different one. He says, Yesh mefarshim shatam bazelefisha Torah kadmolehem. Right? Ve'eno maspik shebechalz v'rem gamgen yesh chalom ashlo kadmuhem. El atam anachom shatorah asr komenim v'yuchan l'muzeh v'zikul chavir. He said, you could have said that things, right, the first day that he quotes Yesh mefarshim is that things are automatically mutter, if what? If we preceded them. Right? Meaning it's not about the fact that it's in the Torah. Remember I said, when the Gemara says that there's a heter of it's ksiva b'raisa, one could be that, look, if it's in the Torah, then it's mutter. The other one is just a time thing. Did we learn it from them or not? So his first daya is that, which he rejects, is to say that what's important by chukas akum, again, this is another way of saying that what's chukas akum is mimicry. Right? Meaning one way of saying, right, think about it, what's the logic? The Ran says that chukas akum is only about mimicry, and therefore he says, what's the only type of thing that's asr? Something that has no reason. Yeah. Because if it has a reason, it's mutter, because then you're doing it, not because you're mimicking.
Because you're trying
to copy.
But the Ran quotes the second position. Maybe, right, he doesn't like it, but he says maybe it's mutter if what? If we did it first. Why would it be mutter if we did it first?
Because then it's them copying us.
Because then they're copying us. Bidug.
Oh, okay.
But he says no. That can't be it. Now remember, I said, why would you say that it's not just mimicry? That it's us or even to do what they do? Right? We have to maintain distinctiveness. What's the logic for that?
They did it first?
No. Meaning, why would you say, even if we did it first, it's usher to do what they do? Right? What would be the logic behind B'chukosem lo seilechu that would tell you that you have to maintain distinctiveness, even if we did it first, even if there's a good reason? Right? What drives that type of position?
It being like them.
And why is that problematic? Right? This is what we haven't pushed. But tell me logically, why is it usher to be like them, even if it makes sense? Even if we're not doing because they do it? Right, again, there will be a rule to this, but why is...
Because if we do one, then probably we follow others.
Yeah, things. Right, that's what he says. Right, look at the underlined part. He says, I don't like it. Why? Because he says, Shema yimashech adam acharehen kamosam. Chaynami yimkudim nago beza minog shein lo mvobo darya devil lo samis and nisayon. He said, the problem is we might follow them. Right, now he says, he's willing to still accept that if something makes sense, that it's mutter. But why? Because he says, look, let's say you tested something scientifically, and this medicine works.
Yeah.
So it's not just that it makes sense.
It works.
This isn't yours, is it?
It's mine. It's mine.
Okay. No, they're his.
Right?
Or if they go missing, and then I all of a sudden have mine back? I'm just kidding.
Right? But what does he say? Right?
The Arab woman.
Right? Hey! Max! Honestly, control yourself. God. So, like, this is an offensive thing to say. It could be true, right? It could be that that's what happened to his stuff in the mall, but it could be anyone else.
It was a possibility. But it could have been anyone else.
Okay. But he says, let's say something, it's not just that it makes sense, right? Medicine. It went through the testing process, right? So then he says it's mutter. Why?
You're not going to pick the cure for...
And we also said, why? It's not just that you're not following them.
It's not them. It's
right. You're following the data, right? You're not mimicking them. You're not even doing the same thing as them. Both following the data.
It's not a blind following. Right? It's factual following.
Yeah, and he says,
following facts,
right? But again, what's his argument? His argument is that what we need to do is avoid a situation which you're following them in a way that you can go after them. So he says, it's not enough to say that they did it first. Or we did it first. Or if we did it first, but now they do it. Right? The Christmas tree. We did it first, now they do it. So, technically we did Christmas trees first on Shavuos, so now if we do Christmas trees, we're not going to be caught up in the Christmas culture. Right? The Ran says, what are you talking about? Of course you're going to be. Right? The second that they've co-opted it, it doesn't matter that we did it first. Right?
Sort of simulating you.
Yeah. But if we take vaccines, mm-hmm. right, huh? We do it because we're not stupid, right? Yes, I picked that example on purpose.
Donnie. I do take.
You didn't have the measles one at 2 years old. Come on.
Because apparently they split the MMR.
They mean to make it.
Apparently they split the MMR in Belgium.
U.S. splits it.
But he's doing it. No, we do MMR.
I had two.
Two MMRs, but you do it.
What do you mean splits?
No, like they don't do the M with the other M.
Oh, they just do the M.
Don't do everything.
So they have a different system. It doesn't matter. He's doing it when he goes back. He's doing it when he goes to. He believes in it. They just have a weird system there. I don't know what's going on.
What are you guys talking about?
Vaccines. Take vaccines. I'm saying the reason we do vaccines, we do vaccines. I don't care if your Shmuel Kamenetsky says you shouldn't. Right? Doesn't make any
sense. Not to?
Shmuel Kamenetsky. I don't care.
Really?
I will say that on record. I don't care.
Who said we shouldn't?
Oh, God.
No, no one said we shouldn't. Just an example as to like.
No, there actually are people who said that. That's why I'm screaming at it.
That's
not getting into a political debate about it. No one cares.
It's a scientific debate and it's been.
All like the vaccines that prevent life threatening diseases.
Yeah, but
yes, what are you crazy?
Yeah, no,
of course.
No, you're right. It's
not, of course, you, that Shiloh?
You should also
literally a joke, Max.
Research what kind of vaccines, because what are really necessary. Well, there's certain things
they're necessary.
No, there's like, there's people like by us, they give like multiple ones. Yeah? Like,
I don't know what the system is. I don't want to have a share now on which vaccines you should take. You don't want to take the flu vaccine? Don't take the flu vaccine.
No, I did
take, right, I don't do the take flu vaccine. Else. The flu vaccine is a very different vaccine. No. Flu vaccine, there's like 10,000 possible strains of flu, and they only give you three of the most likely ones. It's only 70% effective. It's a very different, like, cheshba. So it's a very different type. It's a very different type of vaccine. I'm not saying to not get it. I'm not saying to get it. I, you know, my mother, literally, her job was convincing people. One of her jobs was to convince people to take the flu vaccine, right? Okay. But my point is, right, that the reason you take an MMR is not because the goyim do it, despite what Shmuel Kamenetsky says, that we're just doing it blindly because the doctors do it and they don't have bitachon on Hashem. No, you do it because it makes sense.
Right.
That's a good way to make money.
Oh, my God.
No! That's stupid. Mom is stupid. Okay.
That's because he's been getting these vaccines. That's why he said that.
This is why we have these crazy things. This is why we have a million cases in this country.
Modern medicine. Oh no.
No, I know, terrible.
It's not just in this country, it's also in.
Yes. It's a weird alliance of certain radical sects in the on the religious right
and the left.
But and certain radical sects on the crazy left.
But to
that's
get
why it's
back
to what
it's the Tel Aviv. Was saying.
But to get back to the Iran, right? So good. Now that we can move on from that. Now you know my opinion. Take vaccines. Good. Get your vaccines. Good. Fine. So you look at the Ritva.
We didn't do that yesterday. Okay.
No. So I just want to, right, look at the underlying part. The Ritva just notes that, right, the simplest solution to the Gemara, as I said, is what? Right? Is the Sugya Pli Hadadin. Right? So the Sugyas are in Machlokas. And therefore our Sugya. Okay. Fine. I want to just get you through the basics because we're going on vacation, so at least get the main things out there. Fine. Let's see. Okay. So, Lehalacha, right? The Ramah follows the Maharik. And the Marik, in turn, follows the Ran. Because remember, we said, how do you miyashiv the sugyos? So according to Tosfos, it's just machlokas ha-sugyos. According to the Ran, it's machlokas ha-sugyos. And they prioritize one over the other.
Right.
Right? The Ritva quotes Tosfos. The other possibility is to say, no, there are two mene chukah. Right? That certain ones, which will be usher, even if they make sense, certain ones, ones that are mamish l'shem avodah zarah, that will be usher, even if they make sense. And then ones that are even if they're ksiva baraisa, and then ones which are not avodah zarah, which will be only asher if not ksiva baraisa. Now we noted that one of the ways, the other ways of solving gemara is saying that not everything in life is a chok, and that we'll come back to. But this basic position presented by the Ritva, by the Ran, right, that there's a machlokas asugyos. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah becomes the controlling one for the Ran. But what's the logic? So we said, the Maharik tells you that where does this notion come from? It comes from the notion of Chok itself. that chok, when we talk not about chukazakim, when we talk in general, we talk about something you don't understand. And therefore he says, that's the only time it is usur. And again, he says, just look at the underlined parts of the Maharik, right? He says, said, and then skip down. He says, if you follow them when it's something that doesn't make sense, so then it seems like the problem is that it looks like you're mimicking them, right? And therefore, you skip down. He says, whenever we say something's usur, it's something that makes no sense. He says, however,
when we say chok, so the idea is that chok is either a mitzvot or a thing, something doesn't make sense.
No, we use the word chok even by mitzvot, right? A chok of a mitzvah that doesn't make sense.
What's again a chok?
A mitzvah that doesn't make sense. Or
well,
a statute.
No, it's to understand.
Or either something that doesn't make sense or something we don't know the reason for it.
So why is chok there's a contradiction as to what it can mean?
It's not a contradiction as to what it can mean. It's two people who hold two different things, and then based on what they hold, it's going to define.
Yeah, how does it... Right, the word chok appears in multiple places. So he's saying, if chok means by mitzvah, something which doesn't make sense, or something you don't know the reason for, then by chukos akum, the only thing that's other is things that don't make sense. He says there is a second thing, like Tosfos, that's usur. And he said sometimes things do make sense, but they're usur. Why?
Wait, wouldn't that be a third?
No, Tosfos says.
Doesn't he separate Rashi and Rambam?
Yeah, but Tosfos, remember, according to Tosfos, there are things that make sense that are still usur. What things are those?
Like the. Didn't the Matseva?
Was things that are Mamash Avodazara.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Actual Avodazara. Okay, fine.
So he says the same thing.
Wait, whoa. When we say makes sense, and that's.
Meaning that there's a logic to it. Yoga, right? Like I said, Naniach that you're doing yoga because it makes sense. It calms you down. Right? But it's Mamash Avodazara, right? Originally, yoga was.
Right.
This is why it's a Shaila. Right? So the post-com say yoga's Asr. Why do they say yoga's Asr? Because they say, look, it might make sense. Right? It might make sense to do yoga. It calms you down. It keeps you healthy. But traditionally yoga, they chant the names of gods.
Really?
Yes, and Ad Hayom,
if you go to certain yoga weird places where they have stones and
those are Mamish Usur. And exactly like the point. Those are Usur. Those are Avodah Zarah. Doesn't matter that it calms you down, it makes you peaceful. Doesn't matter, it's Usur. Right? Now there are posts going to say it's not that everyone agrees that's usur, right? If you go to the ones with the mamish chanting, right? Don't do that. The question about the other ones, right? Is that it's a shaila? I don't want to do it this moment.
See, Donnie, it might be over.
He says what's usur? So he says things that are avodah zarah are mamish usur. Things that have no reason are usur. Why? So what does he say? Because aznira vada kinimshim b'charem odulahem. It's a secondary problem, namely, if it's avodah zarah, it's usur because of avodah zarah. If it has no reason, then it's usur. Why? Because it looks like you are mimicking them, right? Which is a secondary problem. And he says there's another thing which is intrinsically problematic, just like avodah zarah, and that is asher shayach bo nidnud pritzus geder atzius v'anava inagu bogoyim. By the second type of objectively usur thing. Right, is usur, which is?
Preachers.
Things that they do for preachers.
For what?
Preachers.
Things they do for preachers.
Promiscuity. Yeah. Right?
Don't wear yoga pants.
Let's say that people, that the non-Jews wore yoga pants, both, I'm not saying yoga pants are usur, I'm just using it as a theoretical example. Right? Let's say people did it both because it was comfortable, right? Allowed you to stretch, and because it's provocative, because are they tight? I assume they're tight.
Yeah, yes. They're just fitted, too tight. Yeah.
Right? So you'd say, but let's say that was part of the chavana,
right?
Right? Meaning people want it to be really tight so that when they're working out, right, they can show off their finely toned yoga body.
I don't even think that's a thing.
I don't know if that's a thing. No, that's why it's better than...
Bikinis fits into this category.
No, because that's usur. That's, I mean, yes,
that's for a lot more reasons.
It does, so,
I think that's actually...
So he says...
Why a lot of girls wear yoga pants.
Okay, fine. I don't know. I don't know. And therefore, he says that type of thing... Listen, guys. He says, therefore, that type of thing is usur. Again, even if it also makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he takes Tosfos and he takes the Ron, he combines them, and he makes the following argument, right? Argument similar to Tosfos plus the Ron. And what does he say? He says, if something is objectively problematic, either because it's avodah zarah or because it's pritzos, then it's aser, even if it makes sense. But if something isn't avodah zarah or pritzos, it just doesn't make sense, right? So then, what's the solution? The solution's easy, which is
don't do it.
Well, don't do it. If it's not avodah zarah, not pritzos. So then, if it doesn't make sense, it's aser because you're just doing it to mimic.
Yeah.
But if it makes sense, it's mutter. Now, what was his example?
Objectively avodah zarah, he says it's definitely not allowed.
His classic example. What was his example? So I'll tell you. No. So what's his example of something which is mutter? Which is a chok? It is a rule. It's mamish a glaish a rule, but it's mutter. So what was the shaila? Marik shaila is as follows: or is a doctor allowed to wear a white coat or their equivalent, whatever they had exactly?
Yeah.
Oh,
right. He says, right, it's a chok. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you only wear white? Why do doctors wear white? Why don't they wear red? Why don't they wear green? Right? Why white? What is this arbitrary rule?
I'd be so concerned if the doctor came in just wearing red.
Right? So, but he says what? What does the Marik say?
It's not about Christian. It's
what does he say? But he says, so what? We said that things aren't religion-based or also unless they have a good reason.
Anything, nothing. But what if it's just not religion-based? Like,
doesn't matter. It's a chok. It's a goyisha chok.
What's goyisha about it? No, there's no religion.
The goyim started. It's a chok. It's a rule.
Goyim, there's
so
no
tell religion. Me, why does the Marik say it's mutter?
Religion is not tied to
that
it.
That has numerous.
Why does the Marik say it's mutter?
Oh, they say it's mutter because that is what doctors do.
No, that would make it usher. That's called chok.
Because it's goyish.
Tell me, guys.
It's goyish.
Shimon, why? Why is it mutter?
I have to write down what the Marik says.
Why is it mutter to wear doctor's coat?
Something is actually
religion. It means not.
That's the record.
That makes it a chok. That makes it usher. What makes it mutter?
It was that second part of his.
That it makes sense. How does it make sense?
So you don't get your normal clothes dirty on the job.
So wear an overcoat. Why a white coat? Right. No, come on, don't you know why you wear a white coat?
Tell you you're not
yes! So people in the hospital don't go asking the janitor for help when they're about to faint.
Hi there.
Right? Right? The reason we... Right? There's a logic to it. Right? He says... Look at the second cap.
Wait,
paragraph.
No, what's his... What were his two separations?
Right, so he
says... If something is objectively idolatrous...
Or objectively anti-tznius, those are usur, even if they make sense. But anything else that's just a chok of the goyim, they just do it. Right? So then it's mutter as long as it makes sense.
That's redak.
Right? No, that's maharik. Maharik. Right? And therefore he paskins that if it's a avodah zarah-esque, if it's prust, so then it's usur. Doesn't matter why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. But
even if it makes sense. If it's promiscuous or objectively idolatrous, it's usur even if it makes sense. But then his other part was what?
But if it's just stamachok, meaning it's just things that non-Jews do bekviyut. Right?
Like a thing. It's just a thing.
Right, exactly. So he says that's also chukazakum. Remember that davar she'ein bo tam. But if the problem is that you can't just mimic goyim, so remember the Ran, right? He follows the Ran. He says it's only called mimicry if what?
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, if I'm doing it because they do it. And why would what proves that I'm doing it only because they do it? Because I'm doing it even when it makes sense. But if the reason I do it is because it makes sense, so then it's mutter. Because if the only problem was that it was a chok of non-Jews, but if the reason the non-Jews are doing it is not to create a non-Jewish culture, they're doing it because there's a logic to it. So then I can do the same thing as they do. And therefore, he says the doctor's white coat, avada, you can do it, right? So you look at the second.
So he's saying if it's something that they do, but isn't idolatrous, promiscuous, and it has some form of logic behind it,
because then you solve both problems, right? Things that are mamish of a desire or preaches are objectively darkei ha'akum
and definitely not allowed ever.
Correct. And things which are just what non-Jews do, so there the only problem would be mimicry. Right, because that's what would cause us to become part of them.
Right.
Right? But people don't assimilate when they wear the doctor's coat because they're not doing it to be like goyim. They're doing it
to show that they're a doctor.
To show that they're a doctor. Why do you want to show you're a doctor?
So that way you don't ask the janitor to draw blood.
Yeah. Hey, so look on the left hand side. Look on the left hand side. And he says, Vikolshik, 1 second, just look inside for a second, then you'll ask me. He says, Vikolshik and believe is a kafa. Shane Isra Bedava. Wearing the doctor's coat is obviously, there's no prohibition. Just follow the underlined part. He says, Share Tam Levi Shasa Yadu. Because why do you wear it? As a sign that you have reached doctor. That's why.
Masigim is what?
What?
Masigim, the specific word.
What? Masigim, that they've attained, right? Hasaga, right? Hasaga, a grasp. Right? They've grasped a certain level of chachma. Right? Think about it.
Right?
Right? When you start medical school, you wear the short coat, right? To say, I'm osek in refuah. And then when you get, when you're a full doctor, they put on the
white coat.
The long coat. Right, I'm not doing it to imitate them. I'm doing it because it makes sense. The call shehu mishum toeles v'kavod mutar. If there's a reason, it's honorable. It's the right thing to do. Right, it's distinguished. There's a, it helps. So then it's mutar. Right, and again, the logic is, right. He says, the only type of clothes you can't wear are like goyish clothes, not doctor clothes. Doctor clothes are worn by doctors to show that they're doctors, not to show that they're goyim.
Right.
Right? Okay. Yes, Max.
So let's say you do the other way around. Like, let's say you take something secular, right? Because that's like, you're, let's say your alma mater, right? Something that came out, Maccabees, right? Their Hanukkah song, like the candlelights.
Yeah.
Like, it's so dangerous to be talking about if it's going on white door.
Yeah, you're not going to talk badly about David Block in front of me.
I'm talking about...
We were roommates when that happened.
Really?
What?
You were roommates with the Vakovits?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
With one of the soloists, with David Block.
I'm not saying...
Rabbi David Block, Shlita.
I'm not saying... I'm not speaking badly.
What?
No,
that's
Noe. We're making a joke. We want to hear questions.
No, that's Noe.
I'm just saying, can't you use that same idea?
When David got engaged, mom was like the whole Maccabees came to my dorm room. They asked for my key, and they decorated my whole room like we were in Stern. It was terrible. I literally had a streamer that connected the Grizz's head on one side of the room to the Reb Chaim's head on the other side of the room, because I didn't want Gedolim pictures in my room, but David insisted, and I didn't want streamers in my room. But it was even worse when I had Gedolim pictures and streamers and Mazel Tovs. Oh my God! It's like the Maccabees just invading my room. I love you all, but like, what was that?
Were you there with Meir Shapiro? You worried about him making
what?
Was Meir Shapiro?
Of course.
Oh. All right. Wait. Is your question what about when they made Jewish songs to non-Jewish tunes?
So that was what we discussed. Remember in the Shir that.
Like, you look at the.
So do you remember that was what we talked about the Shir?
Song.
Dynamite. I know that because I was walking around the Heights and I'm like, oh, that sounds like the Maccabee song, and Ora started cracking up. She's like, yes.
That's the real song.
That's the real song. But I don't know that. I knew because I was roommates with David.
That's funny. Would he like hum that before bed?
No, we used to debate halachic things and hashgraphic things before bed.
So you probably had your
what
own
the Ron really adds.
Well,
you probably had your own room to yourself a lot of times. So you do tours and all that.
They didn't do as much.
So much touring.
Same.
When they were in college. Yeah, why is this relevant?
They're not Uncle Moishi that they go around the world.
Of course they do.
What, really?
Yeah,
yes, they make
do.
A fortune. What are you fucking fortune? They make good money going around the world.
Yeah, they make money.
Okay, fine.
They made 28 of my dollars.
But you're right. Part of the shot that people bring up is that some of the posts can really do bring that up. Right? That's part of the discussion. But again, I want to see the principles here. Okay. Now, there's a good svara. Max, what's the svara for imitating the Goyish music?
Kiru.
Because they write better music. Why do you think they do it?
I know.
Right?
I know.
That's just part of
your. They write music that has a little bit more than just chords.
They write music, right? It's not like that's.
We discussed it with the church music. Right?
Yes, that was the discussion. Okay. Good.
I forgot what the commissioner
engages in.
Okay. So turn to page 4. Guys.
What was the conclusion?
So source to page number 4.
What?
What was the conclusion again?
It's a machlokas. Everything in life is a machlokas. There's never a conclusion to anything. You want my opinion? Don't go into the church to imitate their music. I have no problem with you imitating Dynamite. Don't imitate church music. Usher. No. Pasha Usher. Pashad Asr.
Rabbi, we'll be totally Asr.
Correct.
To
church. We'll do that sugya maybe later. Rabbi, that's the sugya in Daf Tazayin.
We totally wrong to imitate the Georgian music, church music.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. Okay.
Well, so I don't know what's the wrong significance, because we already know the idea of you can't do it, if it doesn't make sense, then.
But who disagrees with that?
Literally the Rambam.
The Gra. I mean, the Rambam may, but the Gra for sure.
I was just assuming that it was in the next.
Okay. But before we get to the Gra, Okay? Even within the Maharik, there actually Moshe Feinstein points out that there's two formulations of the Maharik. Okay? Maharik says that if something has no reason, so it's us or why? If it has no reason, why is it us, sir?
Because it's mimicking.
Why are you doing it?
Doesn't he get the mimicking?
Right, because he says, "Az nira vada kinim shachachrei mod lohem." Right, it sounds like, what's the problem? Because then, the only reason you would do it is to mimic them. Look at the Rama. Okay?
The Marik adds about stuff that's for sneezing.
Wait, okay, yes. Look at the Rama. Okay? Look at the Rama. Guys, Rama.
Yeah.
Ramosha Israelis. Okay?
Open.
So he writes as follows. You see where the Rama is? The Rama is the Rashi script in the middle of Shulchan Aruch. Yeah?
Yes.
The Rashi script. It says, okay. Let's read Shulchan Aruch first. Don't follow the non-Jews. Lo yilbash malbushim yachad lohem. Lo yigadal tzitzis rosha kamo tzitzis rosha. Lo yigadal chmetzad v'niyach asher ba'emtza. Right, don't cut your hair the way they do, etc., etc. And then the Rama says, skip to the Rama. Elie moved on mehem avusha v'shar masav. What?
You can't ask on a specific group of non-religious Jews who do a certain thing that might be usher. I mean, it's like, so what about them? They don't keep Shabbos. So I guess we don't have to do that.
Okay. And he says, right, so don't, right? Be separate from them, their clothes and their actions. This is only things that they do for pritzus reasons, like wearing red. That's a certain, in and of itself, whether you're allowed to wear red, but...
Oh, no.
You see, it's in the Ramah. It's not like something you can't just deal with. I'm not saying you can't wear red. I'm saying that it's something you actually have to deal with. But I'm just saying. I don't get into it now. I'm not saying you can't wear red. I'm really not saying that. But it's something you have to deal with.
It's really about women wearing red.
I mean, yes. Men wearing red is not like, ooh, look at that polo shirt. That's provocative.
Dang, boy.
Yeah. For whom Malbish Tarim Chadom Velazem Mavje Preaches. He said, oh, V'davar Shinagul Leminagul Chok Vein Tam V'davar. Or something they did as a chok. There's no reason. Because if it has no reason, you have to be worried that it's avodah zarah. Aval davar shenagu litoelet. So you have to skip, right? Yeah, they just cut it. Litoelet. Don't you dark on shakal mishu rofe mumcha yeshlo mabush miyuchot shnegabashu rofe uman mutter love shabchenosh mishum kavu tam acher mutter. But if they do it for a good reason, like the doctor's code, it's mutter. Ramosha Feinstein points out the Rama quotes the Maharik, but does he say the same thing as the Maharik? No. What does he say differently? Do you catch it?
He skips out that first part. He just says it.
No. So someone who says Mamash Avodah Zarah, that's obvious.
Oh.
But even on the thing Sha'ein Bo Tam, he says something different than the Maharik. The Maharik says, why is it usher to do something that has no reason? Maharik, why did the Maharik say?
Oh, because it's mimicking.
Because it's mimicking. Why does he say?
Why does he say?
Why does the Rama say? Di'ika lemeichash bei? Mishum darke amori v'sheish moshem es avotus kol chavim.
Because we're worried that you'll start doing other things again?
No, that's what the Maharik says.
No.
No, look. Look here. Look here. Last line. Di'ika lemeichash bei? Mishum darke amori. You have to be worried about darke amori. V'sheish moshem es avotus kol chavim avoseihem. That it might be.
Father isn't Jewish.
That they might, there might be a shemetz, like a tinge of avodah zarah from that was passed down from their forefathers. What's the difference between the Rama and the Maharik? They say almost the same thing, but not the identical thing.
He says that there may actually, even in something that doesn't have a reason, the reason they might, it might be a reason they don't know, but it was originally based off of avodah zarah.
Good. Minaf Kamina. So Ramosha points to that.
Well,
that
changes.
He said they're saying slightly different things. Something that has no obvious reason. The Maharik says it's Asur because you're mimicking them. The Rama says it's Asur because maybe the fact that it has no reason means...
But what would change is that even if it was logical, you still shouldn't be able to do
it. That it might be avodah zarah. Correct. So let's say something used to be avodah zarah, but the avodah zarah reason is now obsolete. Right?
Right.
Is it mutter or Asur? Let's say, right, it used to be avodah zarah, but it's obsolete. No one does it l'shem avodah zarah now. Mm-hmm. So according to the Maharik, is that Asur or Mutter?
Mutter.
Mutter.
Right.
Right? According to the Rama?
No, it would be Asur.
I mean, even if it has a reason. if it has a reason. Right? No, let's say
only according to the Ma'arik if it has a reason.
Correct. Still. Meaning what's and right? So Arya Leibowitz points out what Lamai Nafkamina. No, sorry, Arya Leibowitz says what's the Nafkamina? It's the Nafkamina I keep throwing out, but this is where I got it from. Yoga.
Right. Right. Oh, nowadays it doesn't.
Right.
Have
exactly.
Any, well, no,
listen,
there
listen,
are some places where
listen
it does,
to this logic. Right. Leibowitz says, let's say you're in a place where everybody does yoga not because of the Avodah Zarah reasons. Right, they do it because it's healthy. So according to Marik, Usur or Mutter? Mutter, why? Because it's not Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah reason is forgotten. And why are you doing it? Not because of mimicking, but because why?
It's healthy.
Because it's healthy. And therefore it's not mimicking, so it's Mutter. But according to the Ramah, the only reason it's Mutter to do things that aren't idolatrous is because if they aren't obviously idolatrous and they have a good reason, then we can feel comfortable that they're not idolatrous. But what happens if we know it was idolatrous?
Right. Well, only if we know it was that. According to Ma'arik, it doesn't say anything if we know it was idolatrous.
I mean, just, according to him, right? According to Ma'arik, it would sound like it's mutter. Why? Because now the only deserved reason is gone. Right? It's gone 1,000 years ago.
If you wanna like, it right? Could almost make Halloween like mutter at this point.
Well, because it's
no one really celebrates Halloween.
No, because no, because that's ain't tambadafar. Yoga people do because it has proven health benefits.
What is Halloween?
Right. That's what he's saying. He's saying if something is a tambadafar.
So I'm assuming. An excuse to have a good time midweek isn't considered.
No, that doesn't count. Obviously, it doesn't count.
To get
right?
free, I mean,
I shouldn't say it doesn't count. There are people who actually bring that up, and like the Ramosha actually says that
right,
in the context.
Like, a lot of things that go on nowadays are literally like, I mean, they're so dumb. It's just an excuse to like have a day off. An excuse, like no one's actually doing anything. Like on Labor Day or like.
Yeah.
No one's President's Day. No one's doing anything. No one does anything for those days. You just free day to get off of work.
National holiday.
Okay. Now, but who disagrees with this entire cheshbon?
The Gra.
The Gra.
Oh, classy.
Right, the Gra. Why? Why does the Gra disagree? I already told you why the Gra disagrees. The Vilna Gaon, right? He disagrees with the whole cheshbon. He says, "Thing what?"
Yeah. Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. How do we get to Vilna
Gaon? Gra, right there.
Well,
I'm saying, where do we see?
They said because I've mentioned it 5 times. The Gra disagrees with this whole thing. Because remember, what is the yisod of the Ran and the Ma'arik? Right? What is their yisod? Where did they get this notion that if something makes sense, it's mutter as long as it's not mamish avodah zarah? From the Gemara and avodah zarah. Right, they reject the Gemara and Sanhedrin. They take the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, and what do they say? When the Gemara had a discussion about whether burning the stuff of the king is mutter, they said, "Look, if it was Avodah Zarah, then it would be asur for sure. But it's not mamash Avodah Zarah; it's just a chashivus, right? And if it's just a chashivus,
right.
It's not Avodah Zarah, and it makes sense, so then it's mutter."
Oh.
Right?
Wait, so what is the Gra say?
He said that.
But the Gra says, "But wait a second, there's a second Gemara that all of you are rejecting, which is." The Gemara in Sanhedrin.
Oh, which says it wasn't a chashivus.
In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says that you can't put people to death with the knife over the sword over the hatchet. Even, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Even though it makes more sense.
Even though it makes more sense. Right? Well, so therefore he says...
So the Gra is like really machmir here.
Right? And there he says, look. So look at the left-hand side in the Gra. He quotes the Ma'arik and he quotes the Ran. But then he says, "Avol b'Sanhedrin nun beis amud beis mashmo lehefech." The Gemara in Sanhedrin says this whole argument is garbage. Damrin and Sham Tanya. Don't just read the underline here. Actually, read with me. Damrin and Sham Tanya. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda v'chulei Rabbanan v'chulei. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said to them, "It's aser." Even though it makes sense, even though it's a kiyuma v'haftol reicha kamocha, it's a better way to kill somebody. And the Chachamim say what?
No.
They say it's mutter, but why is it mutter? Because ksiva ba'oraisa, meaning neither Rabbi Yehuda nor the Chachamim say that it's mutter simply because it makes sense.
Oh, they both say it.
Right, Rabbi Yehuda says it's asur even though it makes sense, and the Chachamim say it's mutter.
Because
right, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't kill someone with the knife, the sword over the hatchet, even though it makes sense. Because the non-Jews do it. And the Chachamim say, no, you are allowed to use the sword. But they don't just say, you're allowed to because it makes sense. Right? Which is what the Ran wants them to say. What do they say? It's mutter because it's in the Torah. But what's the implication? If it made sense but wasn't in the Torah, then he would agree that it's usur. Right? I mean, both... right? Killing someone with a knife, a sword, over a hatchet is something that non-Jews do that makes sense.
Yeah.
According to Ron, that should be it. Therefore, it should be mutter. According to Behuda, it's usur, even though it makes sense. And according to Chachamim, it's only mutter because the Torah says do it. Yeah. But that means neither of them say everything's mutter as long as it makes sense.
Ah, okay.
Right? So he says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says it's usur. He says, afal gavdi katayma rabba. Mishum misa minu velas. Afilu yachi usur. The Gemara is explicit that even though it makes sense, that it's a less painful death, it's usur. V'amar shamdi lo tema achi v'chule elu chule mashma lav achi asur.
Hashem wasn't in the Torah.
What?
What?
The case is that
it was in the Torah. It was in Yirmiyahu. I mean, it was in Tanakh. It was in Yirmiyahu.
Okay, so it is. So why is Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing with it exactly?
Because Rabbi Yehuda says even if it's in the Torah, it's asur.
Okay.
Right, and that was Tosa's argument that according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, Tosa says if something is mamish avodah zara, everyone agrees it's asur even if it's in the Torah. If something just doesn't make, if something is just a chok, not avodah zara. So for the Chachamim, so then you can solve it simply by having it in the Torah. No, by having it in the Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if the non-Jews do it, it's usur even if it's in the Torah.
That's the Gra says.
Right. So the Gra quotes Tosvos, who says that. Now, what does he point out? According to Tosvos, what does he not say? Right, according to both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, what doesn't help? It making sense. Right? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the Goyim do it, it's Asr, even if it makes sense, even if it's written in the Torah, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. According to the Chachamim, it's Mutter, if it's not Mamash Avodah Zarah, and it's written in the Torah, and therefore we got it first.
So Chachamim wouldn't mind if you would go to the Colosseum or something, because you never know there would be like statues of...
No, the Colosseum would be Asr. Because it's a Chok that they do, and it's not B'chuk of Seyem. Sorry, it's not written in the Torah, so it is B'chuk Hoseim,
okay.
Right? Meaning,
yeah.
So he notes that Tosvos clearly holds in Avodah Zarah that what? What doesn't help? The very fact that it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Instead, he needs what? That it is Ksiva Ba'araisa, right? So look, now skip down to the next underlined point. He says, "Aval divrei Haran t'muhim ma'od v'chein divrei Harav." The Ran is wrong. The Marik is wrong. The Rama is wrong.
Jeez.
V'chol zevachule v'chein amru. Kvar kasavti shedivrei Haran t'muhim. V'gam divrei Hamarik ein nirim. He said, "I already said the Ran makes no sense. The Marik is wrong." Mashik hazav Sanhedrin nun beis. Then Amr Lehuda v'chasayif time ikav alkav shen chakdali yashvan. He said, "I tried to defend them." Right? We won't get into his exact defense. He says, "Avaladina lo nirali la halacha." They are wrong. I don't paskin that way. V'chein sarfin al halachim v'adai time ikim mashukaz v'aran v'afilachi parach dilotei machi chulei. El devadai hal kol aser. It's all aser. Rak dav kalumod meim aser. Kevin dechtiv lo minayu gamrinan. So he says, I paskin like Tosvos.
Right.
Right. For me, the rule is what? The rule isn't, does it make sense or not? The rule is, who did it?
First.
Because he says, what defines whether we're doing it, whether it's a chok of an akum, right?
If they did it first.
Exactly. Meaning, according to them, what's the dagesh? What's the emphasis? Not, are we mimicking them? Mm-hmm. But what's his, if you want to formulate it, for the gra, based on Tosfos, what's the real rule? You can't do things which are
made up by them.
Yeah, which are chukot. What's his emphasis? It's not what they do. What's the Gra really saying? Everyone until now has been focusing on, look, it's also to do what the non-Jews do. So that's not what the Gemara said. That's not what the Pasuk says. What does it say? It doesn't say don't do what the non-Jews do. What does it say? Bechukotehem lo teilechu. Don't follow their statutes. It's not what they do. It's what they... What does chok mean? Chok means one of two things. Right? And this is where the Gra... I think this is what the Gra is grammatically saying. Right? What's the other thing that a chok is? I've said it 100 times. A statute.
Like
what does a statute require? A law does a law require?
Like backing by a king of sorts?
Or in other words, it needs to be instituted by somebody.
Right.
So the Gra says, what's really us, sir? Why is it important who we learned it from? Who did it first?
Because that's going to define if we can actually do it.
Because that's going to define...
Who instituted it?
Yeah, that's the point. If the word chok, right, the Ran Maharik, Ramah say the key of the word chok is? Does it make sense or not sense? Right? Chok implies things that make no sense. According to the Gra, what's the key? No, it's things which are instituted by non-Jews and therefore are called Goyisha institutions. You can't call something a Goyisha institution if we did it first, because then they learned it from us. We didn't learn it from them. Right?
I don't understand.
Now he does say, however, right? Yeah.
I don't understand. You said by he learned from, we learned from them, they learned from us. What do you mean by that?
Right, meaning something that we did first, right?
Interesting.
Yeah. Right, if, right, is mutter.
Yeah.
Right, because we did it first.
Yeah.
Right, now he notes. Story. Now he, but he holds Tosos, and therefore what does he hold?
When you start
But therefore what?
It doesn't matter what. It
so, no, so therefore, but there is a Chumrah in this, that according to Tosfos, right, and the Gra holds of this, that what? If something's mamish of a desara, or your mamish doing it to mimic them,
right.
So then it's Asr L'Kulei Alma. Right, remember Tosos. Tosos said the whole notion minayuka gamrinan only helps when something isn't objectively problematic.
Right.
If it's objectively problematic, then it's asur even if we did it first.
Interesting.
Right? Lamai nafkamina. Right? Remember? Who was the big person who really got rid of trees in shul? It was the Gra. The Gra really didn't like it. Why? Because, yes, we did it first. But what have they done to it? They've turned it into part of their holiday. And remember what Tosu said.
What do you mean by Christmas mean?
Yes.
Yeah, but, no, but the thing is, by Christmas tree has nothing to do with Christmas.
It doesn't matter. It's a Christian holiday.
No, it's a...
It's a Christian holiday.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have a tree in the
house?
I know
what you mean. Basically, the whole idea about Christmas tree is a pagan.
Boy.
Correct. But he said... But that's what Tosfos... So that's what the Gra says, like Tosfos, right? That if it's something that makes no sense...
Oh, God, geez,
so he said... So what does the Gra say? If you're mimicking them, you're doing what they do, right?
So if we did something first and then they turn it into actual Vodazar, then we can't do it.
Even though we did it first, even though it makes sense, it doesn't matter. Right? That's what Tosfos says. But if it's not a Vodazar, so he says it doesn't help that we did it. It doesn't help that it makes sense. Who cares that it makes sense? Right? What matters is we did it first. What is it defined as? So is it a chok akum or not?
So the Gra doesn't care about...
If it's a chok akum, regardless of when it was done, you can't do it.
Correct. And therefore he said, look, if they turn into a vodazara, the fact that we did it first doesn't help you. Because now it's a maitza vodazara.
Right.
Or it's chelik of
vodazara. So regarding stomp things they don't have a reason for, if we did it first, it's fine. Regarding things that they turn into actual vodazara, then it's completely yasser kuli
alma.
That's
according to Gra or Tosfot. That's according to Gra, who agrees with Tosfot.
Right? Now look at the Mishnah Berurah. By the way, now look at the bottom of the page. Look at the bottom of the page. Right, the Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Pesachim, but really in Hilchos Shavuos. Right, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Nohagin lahamid ilanot bevei knesset uvatim. Right, I gave you this all in advance. The minhag was to put up trees. Zeicha Shabbat Seres near the Nemal Pere Ilan. Why do you do it on Shavuos? Because that's when we bring the Bikurim, that's when we have the bracha on the trees, right? That's when we're judged for the fruit of the tree. Vahagra bitel minhag zeh mishum sha'achav chok ha'amim lahamid ilanot bechag shalem. Right, this is the Gra following Tosfos.
Interesting.
Right, that the second something becomes idolatrous, it doesn't matter if it makes sense. It doesn't matter if we did it first.
Doesn't matter.
Right? Right? Again, that was Tosfos' Tzvedinim. That if we did it first, so that helps with something that's not idolatrous. Mm-hmm. Right? The very fact that it makes sense isn't enough, because it still might be a chok.
Right.
Right? Now Now this gets into problems, right? Because according to Gra, ostensibly he disagrees with Marik, which means he would hold you can't wear a doctor's coat, right? Now maybe you could say that.
Wait, so the doctor's coat didn't ever originate? Isn't there chok?
Right. So you might have to say correct. So you might have to say it's. I mean, it is a chok, but you might have to say it's not a chok of goyim; it's a chok of doctors.
No,
right? Maybe it is a rule. No,
that's an actual like rule.
That's not a rule. Think about it. That's not a tradition. That's not a rule. That's not a.
No, but. There's a difference between a tradition that's like one guy showed up to work one day wearing a white coat. Hey guys, look, I'm going to start wearing this because I think it's like awesome.
The school makes you wear a uniform every day for
That's set up. I'm saying, did it originate from like a few people like, all right, let's try and do this?
No, that's already, but that would be a Chakira. Now, that's really like a rule already, but you could say maybe it's not a chok of goyim, it's a chok of doctors.
Doctors, which,
right?
Is
which
not
would totally change it, right? Because it makes sense.
It's a chok
and
of
it was
the
never
medical,
instituted by goyim.
It's a chok of the medical field.
Right, so you know, there are ways of defending it. Fine. Now, I gave you a bunch of tshuvot here. Right, you know, this is really the yesodot. No, I'm not going to go through all of them. Look, this is. I gave you this why because I want you to understand.
Now we've basically set up the main shito.
Right, these are the main shito. This is it. Right, this is the end. That's what I said.
So
till page
when
four.
We come back, we're going to cover the.
So if you want to look, if you want to, I'll tell you what's here. Right, I mean, what's here? So the big shaila is the poskim ask. Were in America, were Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Right, that was a big one. Right, because what was the vort with Thanksgiving? It wasn't a religious holiday. Right. But it was a secular holiday,
right?
Mm. Right, and therefore, how do you right? What's the svara? Right, I gave you here a bunch of the questions that came up in postgame is, how do we honor soldiers who pass away?
Ooh.
Right? Can we put wreaths? Can we put flowers? Can we do a military burial? Which
I was
is a
say, like,
stones
my,
on the grave.
You must be allowed to.
Stones is different, but
heard
the,
of that.
Right?
Why do people do?
But
that?
I'm not sure why they do it. But it wasn't a
stones.
That wasn't an Andrew on
so,
the gravestone.
Evan, yeah, for
so the so the flowers. So this was a so this was a big machlok between Rav Avadia and Rav Zolti.
That's far.
Now the.
Sounds real Sephardi to me. I don't know. I know. Like I think we've done it before. On my grandfather's grave. I don't know.
Now I do. Okay. I do want to point out one last thing. Just I was going to save this, but because Shimon brought it up now, let me bring it up now.
Pete on it.
In the midrash, in the midrash halacha, every time you see chukos akum, they always bring up.
Page.
They love turn to eight. They always love bringing up the following examples: theaters. So they always do theaters and the gladiators and circuses, right? All that
going to the circus
in the midrash that's always brought up.
So we're not allowed to go to Cirque du Soleil.
Wait! Whoa! I'm just saying, right? This is always the example of the midrash, right? It doesn't appear in the Gemara, right? Like this, as Bichur goes saying, but it appears in the midrash. Now, according to the Midrash, right, Shimon's point before, which is, wait, why are people going to the theater? Why are they going to sport games? Right? Not because the Goyim do it. Why are they doing it? Because it's
fun.
So you might have said, what appears in the Midrash is that it must be that what? Fun doesn't count. Right?
Why
the fun doesn't count. One second.
Such
one
a thing as
one second. 1 second.
Being connected with the religion,
but just being a despite thing. The fact, listen, despite the fact that it appears seems to that seems to be the clear implication, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of that, if you had asked me, and I just looked at the Midrash Halacha, I would have said it's clear that that's considered a chok according to the Midrash, and fun doesn't count, right? Fun doesn't count. Rav Moshe Feinstein explicitly says not this way. He says, "Im aser mitzad b'chukosam lo seilach l'teatron v'tzitzad yon sport b'yameinu." Is it aser because of b'chukosam to go to theaters or to sports events? He says, "Be'el shenikra teatron she'osin sham inyan eischok v'chein itzitzad yon she'em ha'mikamot v'sachkin sport lo shaychev v'hu inyan v'chukosam lo seilachu to daf k'shu chok la'akum le'ize lasuz eize davar balm." He said, "That's not a rule. That's not a chok." I don't know what he's talking about.
He's saying that the sports stadium.
It's not a chok. It's not a institution. For sure it was. It's things they do. He said, chok as akum includes things that make no sense. Right now, he's the one who notes the difference. So the Ramah says, right, that anything we know is of a desire is aser for sure. Right, when there's no reason, so we have to assume that it comes from avodah zarah. Aval.
Chica,
1 second.
Okay.
Yes, what?
How could we assume that it's from avodah zarah?
Because that's what he says, right? You can assume.
Again, there's no.
Leave him out.
Now, by the way, sorry, I should have mentioned. There would be another nafkamina. We mentioned one nafkamina, the Ramah and the Marik. What's the opposite nafkamina? What if it's a takana that has no reason, which we know is not avodah zarah?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not from avodah zarah. So according to the Ramah, it would be Mutter, meaning something that's meaningless, but is mamish not a avodah zarah, according to the Ramah, would be
totally fine.
Mutter, but according to the Dark, according to Marik, would be usher, because it would be mimicry, right? It's the tzveyat stud. It's the tzadim.
But define meaningless.
What?
Define meaningless.
Whoa! So the Ramah doesn't even hold of the mimicry idea.
Okay.
Correct. Wait, it sounds like
the Ramah doesn't agree with.
So he does. He claims he does.
But he doesn't really, because the mimicry is a large basis
good,
of the Ramah's
right?
Idea.
What does the Ramah do? The Ramah expands Avodah Zarah. Right? The problem isn't mimicking them. The problem is doing what?
Avodah Zarah.
Or Pritzos. Meaning doing Agoyish Zach.
Right.
Right? Agoyish Zach. Right? That's what he
Even
thinks.
Even if now it isn't.
That's correct.
It. But he says
correct.
It doesn't matter. It's not considered mimicking.
Thing.
And therefore, right, so we said yoga might be according to the Maharik, Mutter according to the Ramah might be Asur, Yishladun.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But what about Thanksgiving that started as a secular holiday?
Both of them wouldn't make
no!
It wasn't a religious one.
So according to the Ramah, we know for sure it wasn't Avodah Zarah, and therefore
you can do it.
Mutter, according to the Maharik.
No.
No.
Usher, because you're only doing it because they do it.
Yeah, but it's a secular thing.
Yeah, possibly. So what? According to Ramah, it doesn't matter. It's about Avodah Zarah.
Okay. But they're not referring to other religions. They're referring to Americans.
Okay. So we're going to come back to it. But I want to show you what this is based on, right? I wanted to... Right, you see, like, the Svara here very much... You know, sometimes the Lamdus is very divorced from the Halacha. Here, like, all the Tshuvot are Mamish, right? They're in the same Lamdus, right? Okay. But now, I would have said, based on the Midrashim, that fun doesn't count. But Ramosha says no. Aval k'she'ika tam l'masha osingo datsin yon v'karkom shehu l'leitzanus l'ekam ezem shema v'otazara. Says, why do they go? They go because it's leitzanus. They want to have fun. Right. That's enough of a reason. Now he says... Now, don't get so excited. He says, "Afshu aser mitzad iser leitzanus." He said, "It's aser because it's aser to be stupid,
right?
Right, and to be a letz. We call a whole lechem over, but iser moshav leitzem uvital toira. Going to a circus or a sports event—that's aser because it's a waste of time,
right?
And moshav leitzem. Lo rak al zmanzel is gorim lelius batal gamri turning him a furash. Kosh gein abetia turning him to kaisman asinu v'chein etz and yon shom miskarei sport." Right? And he says, I'll prove it to you. You know how I know. You know, he says, you know how I know that it's Asur. Right? Because he says, I heard that in Arab countries, they ban theaters because they say it's as prostazach. Right?
Yeah.
Said, from Muslims also don't go. But he says, but what's amazing, right, is that what does Ramosha do? Ramosha says that b'chogosein lo se lechu. What? He says, he paskin straight up like, right, what solves it? Having a reason.
Yeah.
But he's mechadish that having fun is enough of reason. Now, parenthetically, he says a lot of
it's
things that you do.
It's not enough of reason.
No, it is enough.
He says
it's enough to solve bichul goseihem. It just creates a different problem, which is you shouldn't be having fun. Right? Don't have fun. We don't like fun. Right? It's a different problem. A different part. Okay.
What if you find fun in learning Gemara?
He says don't have leitzanus fun.
Oh,
right? Samas have fun. Okay, good? When we get back, should you guys want to spend one day on just actually going through some of the halacha?
Yes.
Okay, good, fine.